This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Trenton Thunder pitcher Sean Semple, a South Jersey product. And first of all, congratulations on your success. Four different stops this year up and down the ladder? You got to start in AAA too,
yeah,
right?
One start in AAA. Started in low A, Charleston. Then moved up in about 3 weeks, 2 weeks into Tampa, and then was recently promoted here about, I don't know, it feels like it's been so short, but it's been about, like, I think a week or 2 weeks, and it's been absolutely insane being back in the Northeast.
So how tough has this been? We'll talk baseball in a minute, but just all these moves life-wise, just, you know, are you living out of a suitcase basically all year long?
Basically, yes. But so in the beginning, I was traveling with my fiance. She met me before we split up for teams, and we head to Charleston together, and then we drove back to Tampa together, and it just was kind of tough, you know. We're sleeping on an air mattress and stuff like that. But we made it work. But then she head back to Little Rock, where she's from, has a full-time job. So it kind of made it easier for me to just, like, you know, have a smaller amount of stuff and just basically, yes, living out of a suitcase. And I don't mind it at all, honestly. And then it was such an easy move here because I had a place to live. I'm living with my uncle that's 30 minutes away. So it's just – it's whatever. I'll do whatever it takes because, I mean, I'm playing professional ball.
So you're drafted in 2017, I believe.
Yep.
Do you know the Yankees were interested or kind of surprised when they pulled the trigger on you? What were your thoughts when it happened?
I had a pretty good idea that they were going to take me. They called me the second day, like, hey, we're going to take you our first pick on the third day, and we had like a certain amount that I wanted, and they were going to match it with, you know, with schooling, and I was like, take me, ready to go. I was very excited to be part of, you know, the Yankees organization because it's such a historic and great developmental organization. So I mean, yeah, that's what happened really.
When you're growing up, every kid dreams of playing baseball, but when did it start to kind of hit you that, you know what, I've got a legit chance at making a run at this?
So I mean, I always wanted to grow up, you know, that was the dream job. I want to be a baseball player. And then I got to college and had a decent first year, and then the second year was all right. But then my junior year, I really just started throwing harder, pitches were better, stuff like that. And at that point during that season, I'm like, I can get drafted, like, I can do this, like, my fastball has been incredible this year, and I'm like, I can do this now. I had the mentality is like, I'm going to work as hard as I can and to get drafted, and it ended up happening.
What was that like when you learned you were drafted? Surreal, I'm assuming?
Absolutely surreal. I was at my grandfather's house at the time, and family around me hear my name called and leave a couple days later to get right into it, and it's just like, absolutely surreal. Absolutely.
So, grew up in Swedesboro, correct?
Yep. Grew up in Swedesboro, then we moved to Voorhees in the middle of moving to Glassboro.
Okay.
So now we're in Glassboro, but grew up in Swedesboro. Actually, it's considered Logan Township, but I mean, when you put in the zip code, it's Swedesboro.
Right. I'm from Clayton, so I'm very familiar.
Yeah.
So, is pro baseball what you thought? Did you really not have any expectations once you started in?
I mean, you hear about it, like, in college. You know, it's a grind. It really is. But, like, you're given that chance of be able to play in the major league. So, I mean, honestly, I love it. It's, you know, in the beginning, you're not playing at the best places, but you have this team around you, and you guys make the best of it. And then as you move up, I mean, it's not like the stadiums are always, like, beautiful in the minor leagues, but you make the best of it everywhere you go. And just being around guys who have the same goal, you know, it makes you want to work that much harder because the guy next to you is trying to, you know, be in the big leagues as well. So I love the life, honestly. It's a lot of travel. It's tiring, but you just got to keep doing what you love, and you want to make the big leagues. So you just keep going on.
When you get drafted by the Yankees and you look at the organizational chart, did Trenton jump out? Like, you know, obviously I want to get to the big leagues, but that's going to be pretty cool too to play that close to home.
Yeah, I came to Trenton games as a kid growing up, and I came with my father and my brother, and I was like, always, you know, this is so cool, like professional baseball. And then once I got drafted, I knew that they had Trenton as a team, so I was like, I can't wait one day. Hopefully I get there soon to get to Trenton. And I mean, it came pretty quickly, and it's just been absolutely surreal. Still, like, something about just like getting back to the Northeast has just like refreshed my body. Like, I feel, and it's August, like we've been going since January, and like I just feel great. Like, I feel great, like mentally and physically, just being back up in the Northeast.
So growing up in South Jersey, Philadelphia fan across the board?
Yeah, I actually have a Philadelphia Eagles tattoo on my chest from after they won the Super Bowl. So big Philly sports fan growing up. Loved the Phillies, 08, 09. Like, that team absolutely just made me love baseball. Like, Brett Myers is absolutely incredible. Cole Hamels, and absolutely loved Roy Halladay. Like, favorite pitcher of all time. So just, yeah, Sixers, you know, I follow them, Flyers, but mainly Eagles and the Phillies growing up.
Friends give you a hard time now that they're a Yankees prospect?
No.
They get it?
they're like, it's absolutely awesome. They're like, yeah, we're still going to be Phillies fans, but hey, we'll root for whatever team you're on. And yeah, hopefully, like, you get up there and we'll root for you just because you're there.
And for people that haven't seen you pitch, what are you bringing to the table? What's allowed you to kind of have this fast rise through the system?
I think my capability of throwing a lot of strikes. I'm able to, you know, locate my fastball really well, and my fastball has been my number one pitch, I guess, ever since college. It has like a break Z to it, what it's called, and it like has a ride to spin backwards, like a 100% like efficiency, like a gyro spin, so it just stays up and gets on hitters quickly. So that's what's been able like to get all these people out, and it's been my absolute reason why I've been moved up. But also I developed a curveball and a changeup today, so or not today, but you know, this season, and it's been incredible, like being able to mix all my pitches. It's just been people to get off balance and get ground balls and stuff like that. So that's what I have to offer, and that's what's got me here.
And final question, you got a taste of Triple A. You know, you're in Double A, you're pretty high up the ladder now. Do you allow yourself to start to think what it would be like if the phone rings and it's the Yankees saying, we need you to come up, or is that still, we'll worry about that whenever it happens, and let's focus on today?
Just focus day by day. You know, if that happens, I go out there and I give it everything I got. I mean, I know that people out there are insanely good, but I know that if I pitch my game, I can pitch anywhere. And that's the being in Double A, the development so much more. I feel like I'm working on pitches and stuff like that and throwing them in game and really getting used to throwing them in game. So I feel like incredible. And these guys in Double A are really good. There's a lot of good prospects in this league. So to be able to like put up some zeros against these quality guys, it's like, I can do this. Like, I'm just getting better. Like, this is my second full year in minor leagues, and I've already made so much progress. So I know I could get there. And, you know, if they call me up, I'll just have to have that mentality of that, just never give up, keep battling.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.